This morning, day two of war with Iran, with the US and Israel again striking across the country. Iran's Revolutionary Guard promising the most intense offensive operation ever, targeting Israel and US bases in the Middle East after the killing of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Overnight, President Trump responding, saying they better not do that, however, because if they do, we'll hit them with a force that's never been seen before. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian vowing revenge for the Ayatollah's killing, confirmed by Iranian state TV Saturday night, saying the supreme leader was carrying out his assigned duties in his workplace when he was killed. Across Iran on Sunday, mourners seen gathering to honour Khamenei, as other videos circulating online show people celebrating his death. The 86-year-old cleric had served as Iran's supreme leader since 1989, targeted in that joint American-Israeli military operation early Saturday, with President Trump announcing Khamenei's death on social media, posting, "Khamenei, one of the most evil people in history, is dead." Satellite imagery showing substantial damage to the Ayatollah's compound, smoke rising from the scene. Israel and the US say many of Iran's other top leaders have also been killed.